This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who is a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So anyway, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, things are happening all around the world as usual. You're on the 24/7, 365 news cycle. Enjoy the ride. As I always say when you come on to Agenda 21 Radio, please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Go to that website. We have a lot of people hitting on the website. We really do appreciate it. Lots of things being discussed about New California, 43rd county to come on board. And that county is, of course, Mariposa County has come on board, 43rd county. Be establishing a lot of things. That's going to be a beachhead situation up there. There's no question about it. And anyway, hope that you're going to enjoy this hour of Agenda 21 Radio, brought to you by so many things. MyPillow, 800-266-4715, MyPillow. And the code word, promo code is Agenda. Agenda is the promo code. If you want four, count them, four pillows, go to MyPillow. two travelers. They're the smaller kind, like when you want to get in your car and travel and put your head down. And then also your personalized ones, two of those. Dos pelos. Almost said something else, but I won't say that. Anyway, Agenda is the promo code, 800-266-4715. And those of you that are curious about New California, you can call 877. This is a toll-free number, 877-828-2753. That is the toll-free number for newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, now, here we go. More harassment. Now, Morgan Freeman. Eight women accused Morgan Freeman of harassment, inappropriate behavior, and harassment. This, again, the shining object comes streaming across my screen, and there it is. Morgan Freeman, now on drudge, being accused of inappropriate behavior and harassment by at least eight women. And, of course, we've heard about the Kim Summit. I'm not going to spend much time. We got other things to do. Trump cancels Kim Summit. Now, the two ladies that are most in question in California politics, Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein. Here we go. Feinstein runs to the left, seeks new term at age 84. And right underneath it, by the way, pot lobby heads to D.C. to woo lawmakers. So there's nothing like a lot of good dope money brought to you by those that kill children. Raising marijuana grows all over the West, right, in California. Destroying the environment, poisoning the watershed of California. Those guys, they're running to Washington to give all kinds of money to politicians. That's the pot lobby heads to D.C. That's another little thing. Right underneath where it says Feinstein runs to the left. What is happening with DeFi? She's pistol packing, by the way. She believes in that Second Amendment. If it applies for her, absolutely. She has a CCW. Bet you didn't know that. Oh, yeah, but then she wants to take yours away because she'll have a gun and you won't. She can control those 100 people. Why centrist Dianne Feinstein is moving so much to the left that she now opposes the death penalty. This is from, it's a title in the Los Angeles Times. I am not joking. This is the title of the article in the LA Times. I saw this at this morning before the show, and I said, that's got to go. That's got to be there. So here it is. Why centrist Dianne Feinstein is moving so much to the left that she now opposes the death penalty. I'm shocked. Aren't you? Should the headline reads, why leftist Dianne Feinstein is moving even more to the left and now opposes the death penalty. Dianne Feinstein built one of California's most successful political brands by standing up to her party's liberal wing. Dang, did I miss that one? Of course, I sure missed that one. In her first run for statewide office in 1990, she defiantly faced down raucous booing from California Democratic Party delegates angry over her support for the death penalty. Undeterred, she used footage of the public rebuke in campaign ads to show that the state's then more moderate population, including many Republicans, that she was tough, pragmatic, and mainstream. The centrist formula propelled Feinstein to the U.S. Senate 2 years later, and after one tough race, she was pretty much coasted to re-elections ever since. More than a generation later, California has moved left, becoming one of the nation's bluest states. I'm not buying that, by the way. At 84, and seeking a fifth term in November, Feinstein has moved left as well, though not far enough for some Democrats. She still gets boos from her party progressive wing. But on a series of issues, Feinstein is changing long-held positions, at times overriding her time-tested instinct of centrism. Most surprising, Feinstein recently announced quietly that she no longer supports capital punishment, a dramatic reversal of the position she embraced during that iconic appearance at the 1990 convention. Similarly, after decades of opposing legalizing marijuana use, Feinstein said this month that she supports a federal law keeping the government from interfering in states, such as California, that choose to legalize marijuana use. Feinstein says she now opposes the death penalty. Other moderate positions that once worked for Feinstein's have lately made her look out of touch to some. In a reputation for reaching across the aisle to get things done, is less admired at a time when partnership is so bitter that cooperation is sometimes viewed as betrayal. Ha 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 ha. Good God. Californians booed her last year at an apparent at separate events for refusing to endorse government-run healthcare systems and daring to suggest it might be possible to work with a Trump presidency. Now, that's true. I'm being fair and balanced here more than anybody else is, right? But she's moving to the right, to the left. Where? She's moving further to the left. Oh, my God. It was like the 13th stroke of a clock. There's 13. It just caught everybody's attention. California Democratic political strategist Gary South said, "The political ground has just really shifted to the left under her feet. And I'm just not sure she gets it," is what he said. Maybe she gets it. You know, sometimes getting older, you get things. Yeah, you get a lot older. Well, stay with us. We're going to the right. Next segment on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, "Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio."
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
depends on doing the U.N. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
We're going to burn down the house. Starting right now. Yeah. So they're selling these t-shirts now. It says stand, buy now, victory. Meaning for the NFL to stand. You know, this whole thing about the NFL standing. If you haven't heard what's been going on, let's see. How can I do this? Because I got to preserve this. Well, I'll stand. Okay. After I do this, again, the shining object struck me, so I have to stay cohesive here. I got my plan. I'm sticking to it. I stuck to it really well in the first hour. I really did. Second hour, I kind of danced around a little. Now, the ADD is, well, you know, ADHD or whatever you want to say, is kicking in. It's just kicking in. Where are those meds when I don't need them? Right, because I never took meds. Never will take. No, nor should you or your children. Biggest fallacy going on is medicating children. Most of them just need a dad in their life. By the way, those of you single women out there that want to raise your child and be a bold feminist, that's just me. I have a lot of experience with that. Poll. This is a poll. Tax or Trump tax reform, Obamacare, biggest election issues in California. A new poll claims the biggest factors for California voters who may hold the nation's fate in their hands will be the 47% opposition to President Donald Trump's tax cut and the 54% supporting keeping Obamacare. Democrats, who already hold 39 of California's 53 congressional seats. You heard me. This is what the mono party gets you. Oh, by the way, this is Chris Street's article in Breitbart today. This is the salient point. If you listen to our grievances, by the way, those of you nationally that want to read grievances, you can go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and join us in reading the grievances. Just let us know who you are, when you are, and what county or state you're in. And make sure that you read the grievances at 11 o'clock your time. Doesn't matter. We'll get them to you. They come out at 5 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesdays. That's when the grievances come forward. And if you want to be on that list to get those 5 a.m. grievances so you can rehearse and practice and get videotapes and get that out there on Facebook, absolutely. We are grieving together here in California for the whole nation. That's what we're doing with New California. So all these grievances are about. So join us. Join us. Okay, so this is what the monoparty system in California gets you. There's 53 congressional seats in California. And because of Reynolds versus Sims, and the whole population being represented in just a few portions of the state, Sacramento, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, guess what? You have a monoparty system. One party, that's it. The Republicans in this state are totally irrelevant, and this is the proof. Democrats, this is from Chris Street's article, who already hold 39 of California's 53 congressional seats, claim that there is a blue wave that could knock out many of the last 14 Republicans, monoparty system, right? U.S. House members in the state. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. The latest USC Dornziff Los Angeles Times poll of California registered voters found that the two strongest issues for Democrats to run on for the November elections are promises to reverse President Trump's tax cut and to preserve Affordable Care Act. Now, this is pure, unadulterated socialism. Right there. This is what the mono party yields. That's what's in that paragraph that Chris wrote. Our own Chris Street, who you hear exclusively on Agenda 21 Radio. During the 2016 presidential election, the USC Dornsfeld LA Times Daybreak poll was a controversial outlier compared to other polling firms for recognizing Donald Trump's strength during the Republican nomination process and in the general election versus the Democratic Hillary Clinton polls. Now, you see, this is true. You've heard me say this. This USC Dornsif LA Times Daybreak poll has been what we have been following, and they found it to be quite good. 3 weeks before the election, Cal Buzz blog called the poll a world-class flappadoodle for calling the race a dead heat, despite polls by reputable organizations showing Clinton ahead by 4 to 11 percentage points. See, this is what I've been saying about these polls. The polls are crap. There's only a couple good ones. And in this USC one, they came up with, I thought was a real flap-a-doodle the other day, but, and I said so. But for the most part, it's been reputable, certainly when it came to the Clinton-Trump election. They called it spot on, actually. They were exactly right. In fact, they underestimated Trump a little bit. The now closely watched 2018 USC Dornsville LA Times poll scientifically sampled 691 registered voters in the last month with an error rate of plus or minus 4%. Its major finding is that President Trump's miserable 70% unfavorable job performance rate in the state compared with a 30% approval rate is a milestone pulling down Republican congressional candidates in California. Registered voters were only 9% more likely and 12% somewhat more likely to support a congressional candidate that voted in favor of President Trump's tax cut. In contrast, 37% would be much less likely and 15% somewhat less likely to vote for a congressional candidate who had supported the tax cut. The poll also found that 60% of California's registered voters approved of Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act. Democrats were the most favorable towards Obamacare, along with urban and coastal residents. Well, figure urban and coastal residents. Oh, well, my goodness. The poll also reportedly found that registered voters were only 13% much more likely and 15% more likely to support a congressional candidate who voted to overturn the Affordable Care Act. In contrast, 37% would be much less likely and 17% less likely to support a member of Congress who had voted to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Now, this is significant because this speaks right here to New California. What we've been talking about. The poll found that 60% of California's registered voters approved of the Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act. Where are those people located? In the coastal areas, in the urban areas. In New California, that's the New California where the rural area is. That's not the case at all. And, you know, really, when you take a look at the numbers, that's why this is, you have real suppression going on here, and I've been saying this. The rural areas are suppressed. Now, if you take the totality of populations and look at it, it really breaks down to around 22 million in the urban and 18 million in the rural. Yet the 18 million, I believe, because of spatial situations, are suppressed as voters, and they don't come out and vote. They just don't. Nor do they take the polls and participate in the polls because guess what? It's easier to go in those urban areas and get polling data than it is to go out to the rural. It's costly to go out to the rural and find out what's really going on in the rural. That's why I say we in New California, in this studio, we are the ones getting the real sense and real understanding of what's going on in the rural populations. And it doesn't match this finding. Not at all. Not even remotely close. If you were to put that calculus together, you'd find a much different situation, I'm sure. That's why New California is on the rise. People want to see that as opposed to what's going on along with the coastal urban areas. They don't want that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or newcaliforniastate.com.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, this is a good one for California. And remember, if you have confusion about what's going on in your state, about what's going on with Motor Voter, then listen up. Right from Steve Frank, California Political News. We got to get Steve on the show. He used to be a regular on the show, and it's like, you know, so much going on. This guy goes 1,000 miles an hour, and so do we. So it's kind of like, you know, jets kissing in the dark, high-speed jets. California voters, beware. There's a serious problem with DMV's motor voter system. Really? I can't believe that. I just cannot believe that. Now, this is not me. This is the lead-in to California motor voter system. These are his comments that he makes about an article that's coming up by Sean M. Griffiths. We're going to get to the bottom of this here. Sean M. Griffiths. Okay, let me set this up for you. And this is what we've been saying all along, of course, about this motor voter business, because motor voter is just a way to get illegal immigrants to vote, right? California, this is Steve Frank writing in his part of the article. Steve, California corrupt elections, or California has corrupt elections, you would think the whole state is Chicago. The DMV registers voters as long as they are getting a driver's license. No questions are asked. People are double and triple registered, and the Secretary of State refuses to check the rules to stop this. Illegal aliens are voting. Some say dogs are sent an absentee ballot. There is no way to prove that is false, since the state does no real vetting of voters. We do not have honest elections in the Confederate state of California. Yes, that's correct. However, according to Inyo County Registrar Cami Foote, it appears some voters are being registered or re-registered when they pay for their vehicle registration. Foote says that although citizens have always been offered the opportunity to update their registration through this process, it wasn't automatic. Election officials are now getting multiple registrations from some people. However, many of these voters are unknowingly registering as no party preference, even if they registered with a party the first time around. Gee, I wonder what problem that could create in a monoparty system. And also in a system where you have the top two winners go to the general election, right? Could this be why we have low voter turnout? Voters that are registered numerous times but vote only one, at least most of them, one time. Think we have honest, fair elections? Not in California. That's what his comments are. So this is the article by Griffin. It says, California's new automatic voter registration system, also known as voter motor, went into effect on May 5th. Didn't hear about it? Not very many people did, as the launch got little press coverage. Really? Just a little bit? Not much. However, the change is significant, and all eligible voters in California should be aware of it, especially since it appears that there may be problems with the DMV's system. Here's what you need to know. Voters are losing their party affiliation. Hello, monoparty, here we come. According to the Secretary of State's website, eligible voters are automatically registered to vote when they complete a driver's license, state ID, or change of address transaction with the DMV. However, according to Inyo County Registrar Cami Foote, it appears some voters are being re-registered when they pay for their vehicle registration. Foote says that although citizens have always been offered the opportunity to update their registration through this process, it wasn't automatic. Election officials are now getting multiple registrations for some people. However, many of those voters are unknowingly registering as no party preference. You see what that does? If you don't put down your party, you're out. The party's out. And if you're a Republican in particular, you're no... Get it? In other words, you lose your party affiliation. I know. Everybody says, well, it works with the Democrats too. Does it really? It is causing a nightmare on the administrative process, says Foote. Unfortunately, with just 15 days until the June primaries, county registrars don't have the time or staff to look further into the problem. Corruption, this is me. It is fortunate for both voters and election administrators that it is a midterm election. Really? So we get more of the monoparty system? Really? That's fortunate? Which means all state and federal elections use the nonpartisan top two open primary. Get it? It is causing a nightmare on the administrative process. All voters and candidates participate in the same ballot regardless of party affiliation. This would have created an even bigger headache for voters and election administrators in a presidential election, since California still uses a semi-closed primary system. Participation in some party primaries is conditioned on being a registered member of that party. And that's true. Republicans. The Republican Party did this, by the way, to themselves. They did. That's why we say that the California Republican Party is corrupted at the top. It fish rot from the top to the bottom. If a Republican lost their registered party affiliation, for instance, they did not get it resolved before the registration deadline, they would not be able to vote in the GOP presidential primary. The last presidential primary created enough nightmares for voters who were unfamiliar with the process. That's because the California Republican Party did that to confuse people. Voided mail-in ballots. Foote told me she knows she is not the only county registrar who is experiencing issues. Another registrar brought up similar issues in a call with the Secretary of State, which means this: it is not an isolated problem. In a midterm election, party affiliation is not going to be an issue. However, this problem could potentially create complications for some voters who send their ballot in by mail. There is a fail-safe in place in the event that a voter's registration information changes after they receive a mail-in ballot. If a voter receives a mail-in ballot and the registration changes, the ballot is voided. This is to make sure voters who move are voting in the right elections. How blatant can this get, guys? California election systems are blatantly illegal. Blatantly. However, this applies to any change to a voter's registration. If the voter registers and then re-registers as a result of this DMV issue, their mail-in ballot would be voided too. It is an issue that can be resolved by an elections administrator, but many county registrar's offices are understaffed. Lacking sufficient staff and resources means that not only could an issue fall through the cracks, but some counties can't properly train their people to deal with certain situations that arise. This is Cloward and Piven on the election system. That's the way it's always been. Overwhelm the system, right? There are bound to be a few kinks in any new system. It's natural. New software is implemented. Some state employees need training. Voters need to be educated. Mistakes will happen. Minor or major, they are bound to happen. Really. Corruption, 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 California style.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
About this voter fraud in California. Everything in California is fraudulent in terms of voting. The system is completely rigged. And they rig it. It's well thought out how they're rigging it. It's corruption. It's more of the talk about draining the swamp. This is a place where Trump needs to come in as president and put a stop to this. This is a complete takeover by a corrupt communist system. And we've talked about communism. This is how they do it. This is they're corrupting, completely tainting, and destroying the election system in California. And they've done that with the parties as well. First, the Republican Party. Guess what? Democrats, they're doing it to you, too. You just don't realize it. The Democratic Party will be destroyed in 2 or 3 years here in California. There's no doubt about it. It'll be a monoparty system if it's left to its own devices. Complete monoparty system with no party affiliations. And that's this election coming up is a classic example of that. You heard what we were talking about with Chris Street. There's 53 members, congressional seats, and 39 are held by Democrats right now in California. The system is rigged. Gerrymandering districts, by the way, is a big thing. New California is the only way to stop it. We know that there's way more conservatives out there than what are being discussed and even showing up in polls. We know that. Tons more. They're just being suppressed. And they're being suppressed by a number of different ways. Gerrymandering districts, as an example. That's one way. Anyway, but this whole thing about this motor voter thing that's going on, it started May 5th. Not many people know about this, but it's caused a topsy-turvy electioneering system going on here before the primary. This is the thing that's really interesting. These are some of the comments. There is a fail-safe place. However, this applies to any change in voter ID. Okay. It is an issue, this whole thing, that it can be resolved by an elections administrator, but many county registrars of offices are understaffed. See, they want that. This is the Cloward and Piven part of it. They want that. They want to throw many things at the system. They want this. They want to crush the system with overwhelming demands on it. And the registrar's office now has those demands. They're understaffed. They're lacking sufficient staff and resources, which means that they not only could an issue fall through the cracks like this, but some counties can't properly train their people to deal with certain situations that arise. And this was a big part of what happened with Bernie Sanders. Now, this is the comment that cracks me up. There are bound to be a few kinks with any new system. It is natural. New software is implemented. Some new state employees need new training. Voters need to be educated. Mistakes, minor or major, are bound to happen. In hindsight, it probably wasn't the best idea to implement a new voter registration system a month before the June primaries. Right? The author says, but it is what it is. The biggest issue here is very few voters knew of the May 5th implementation of Motor Voter. I bet they didn't. And why is that? The government didn't want to tell everybody because they can corrupt the system, right? This is how you destroy the republic and create a democracy. In hindsight, it probably wasn't the best idea. But it is what it is. It is also important that voters know their current registration status. Not sure what to do about that? Visit the, quote, My Voter Status page on the Secretary of State's website. You'll be asked to provide a few bits of information to confirm your identity. The website will then give you your current registration information, including your political party preferences and whether or not you are a permanent vote-by-mail voter. Don't you just feel so much more comfortable now that the system, we just read that to you, and you know, I know that we reach, you know, a lot of people around the nation, a lot of people in California, but don't you just feel comforted by that right now? If there are any problems with your information, the page provides the website and phone number for your county registrar of voters. At the end of the day, voters need to be educated about what's going on. It's all about you, voters. You're the problem, see? You're the problem. You got to be educated. Right? Right. If voters don't know the nuances of a new registration system, these problems will continue to arise. It will create a headache for both Californians and election administrators and continue the totalitarian march to destruction of California. Oh, I just put that in there. It's all about you. You voters out there, you should know these things, and by God, you don't know them. You're ignorant, you ignorant fools. Oh, if they just would keep stop screwing with the system, right, and doing the best thing for the voters, but they don't want to do that, no. They want to keep you ignorant. They want to keep you ignorant. That's why you have to take it back, guys. That's why none of this is acceptable. This vote coming up is not acceptable in June. It is not acceptable. It is a sham vote. It's third world. It is a third world system. And the federal government needs to do something to step in here to protect my civil rights and my ability to vote right. To vote. You talk about voter suppression, this is it. It's voter suppression on a grand scale. And if the federal government doesn't do something about it, we're all in trouble in this nation, I guarantee you, because this system is making its way, this whole Mickey Mousing of the electoral system is suppressing voting everywhere in the nation. It will continue to do so and will become more oppressive as this system, which they have been planning to do. We've been watching this whole system come on board here for the last several years. And here it is. And it's going to continue to be refined until they get what they want, which is a one-party, mono-party, no-party system. Just a totalitarian democracy, right? Like Maduro. He has no opposition. Like Stalin. They voted. There was a democracy there. No republic, but there was a democracy. Why do you think we want the nation to say our grievances with us? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news. You know, we started this first hour talking about communism. And, you know, I just want to bring this back up to you. Just last week, week ago, we had a very, very young man in the system bring a bill forward as an assembly member. He is a young whippersnapper. What he wanted to do, his name is Miguel Santiago. He brought forward AB 3042, which would allow schools to replace Washington Day and Lincoln Day with President's Day and install an International Workers' Day, conventionally known as May Day, as a second holiday. Get it? It's a communist holiday. That's what that is. I just want to remind you of that. Of course, it was blown up in committee and it didn't come forward yet, after a lot of protests going on. But it could happen still. I just thought I'd throw that out there. The communists are here. Communist California. In the Confederate state of California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also visit newcaliforniastate.com. This is the answer to the communist Confederate state of California. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.